Good evening and welcome to Monday night segment of Horsefly Chronicles Radio with myself, Philip Syracusa. I mean, Julia Syracusa and Philip Syracusa. We are broadcasting live from the United Paranormal Radio Network on 105.3 FM from New Orleans. This evening's show is sponsored by Carnation, so we want to thank them for their sponsorship. We will have to do a few things in order to participate. Go over to the YouTube channel, UFO Paranormal Radio. Get into chat, subscribe if you haven't. You can go into all of the United Public Radio Facebook stations, Twitch, SoundCloud, and Podbean. You can also go into the UFO Undercover with Joe Montaldo on Facebook as well. I can only respond to your comments on our YouTube channel on UFO Paranormal Radio. And if you have any questions for our guests, please ask. So tonight, we have a two very special guests. So please welcome to the show Vinnie Vineyard and Luke Walker. They are the creators of the Big and Funky Productions. They have produced shows called Wrestling with Ghosts and movies known as The Hike, which is on Amazon Prime. They're wrestlers, musicians, comedians, filmmakers, and entertainers, and amazing paranormal investigators that bring something so different to the field of the paranormal. So please, let's welcome them to the show.
Welcome.
Yay! Toot, toot. Maybe it's time to ride the funk train. How you doing, Luke?
It's been a long, long day.
It's been a long time in the making, gentlemen. How have both of you been?
Man, I have been fantastic. Funkmaster. By the way, we go by Big Luke because I'm 7 foot tall, and Funkmaster V is Vinny Vineyard over there. And that's why we're big and funky. But Funkmaster V had the worst weekend. He tried to go to South Carolina, watch the Jets play, and film some stuff, reshoots for our first movie and some stuff for our second movie. And he lost the keys to his car. He spent 12 hours sleeping in the cold, man. It's a whole thing.
Oh, no. I feel so bad. I'm so sorry, Vinny.
Wow. It was a exercise. We're on terrestrial radio. I can't say what it was an exercise in futility. Let's just put it that way. I'm not going to use any swear words. I'm going to pretend I'm a good Christian boy here.
I know that's going to be hard.
That's a nightmare, losing the keys and that control. And
oh, my God.
Well, what happened, I was shooting these two Native American guys for one of our movies. We're in a field in a barn, and we get done shooting. We utilize the golden hour, which is that hour where it looks really sexy outside. It's got all those sepia tones, naturally. And these guys were struggling with the lines, and it just got too long. And then we start talking in Native American politics. And then I drive off, and I realize, because one of the scenes was I was dropping cottage cheese on the guy's head to make it look like a hawk pooped on his head.
That's what you meant.
Yeah, so I took the cottage cheese, put it on the car, put the key fob. We're talking about politics, how we both can save the world. Drive off. About 50 feet later, I realized the cottage cheese is sliding off the hood of the car. I littered in front of Native Americans. I probably made them cry, if you remember those commercials. And then I was like, oh, the key. And then later I realized it was one of those things where you had to have the key fob. It's no key. You can start the car if the key fob's near. It was a nightmare. So
you can drive 50 yards without the key.
You can drive all night. I just went down to a gas station in the middle of Bladenboro, North Carolina. Good Lord, there's nothing down there. And it took them 12 hours to get me a tow truck. Nobody cares about this. I'm just saying I'm alive.
Well, that's good. We're glad that you're home and you're safe able to come on tonight. I know it was a lot.
But you know what we say, paranormal? There are no coincidences. Everything happens for a reason. So, long and behold, I'm sure there's a reason, whatever it may be, that happened.
Maybe like, I don't know what that reason is.
There's always a reason. So, gentlemen, can you tell us, Luke, start out how you got started and what you do, and what was your interest into paranormal, and then what intrigued you to move forward? And then once then he's done, then Vinny, you could jump in.
Yeah. Well, it's just the starter of how I got in, like how I started is way back when I was a little boy growing up on the south side of Chicago, there was a lot of paranormal stuff that I, you know, that happened around, some things with my mom. And then it just kept, you know, it really kind of cooled off. I didn't pay attention to it. And I feel it's a thing. If you don't pay attention to it, it doesn't happen. Once you start paying attention to it, you see it more. But I got into playing blues guitar and chasing girls and pro wrestling, and it took me all around the country. And I ended up in Gatlinburg, Tennessee, where I met this man over here, Funkmaster V, and he was a wrestler at the time too, and we were handed the reins of a television show. And it was like we were given the toilet as it was almost done flushing. I think is the best way to put it. There's no way to save it. There was no going back.
It was a pro wrestling show. You didn't say that. Yeah.
Oh, it was a pro wrestling show on Fox 43, and we did what we could. We aggravated, because we're different kind of guys, and we aggravated the entire South with that television show. And when we got done with it, we were like, "What are we gonna do?" And we both kind of kind of like the ghost hunter television shows and stuff like that. And we knew some people, had some places, and we just, you know, our goal wasn't to do what everybody else does, is, you know, we're here to help people. We're here to do, no, our goal is to drive to Philadelphia where you guys, you know, near where you guys live, and eat Philly cheesesteaks and, you know, go up and investigate Chicago and, you know, eat some beef sandwiches. You know, that's kind of, you know, we have a good time with it. We take it very seriously. So don't get us wrong. We are, but you know, we're butt nuts. We're entertainers first. And well, we're butt nuts. You know, we're wacky.
We're in New Orleans radio. You can't say that word.
They know what that means down there. We're wacky. We're a little silly, you know? And, but we started shooting wrestling with Ghost as a pilot for Destination America, and then they took it and turned it into Ghost Brothers, and then we started filming a thing called Live. You know, we started doing our paranormal shows, kind of basing them off of Live.
Well, see, now you're getting negative. Let's not do the negative.
Oh, no, I'm not getting negative. I just say, you know, so we decided, we shopped around our show. We ended up doing, we're on a third season, but. You know, it said now they want demons, and we are a fun loving, positive thing, energy, kind of.
And that's the thing that Julia was saying is we're different, is because we think the television, you said something that we enjoyed the television shows. I think we did, but I think once we started doing this, Luke, I think we both came to the conclusion that the TV shows were ridiculous, and the entire paranormal community is, very, very few opportunities or instances where you actually deal with negative spirits or demons or what. Demons is a religious thing anyway. I mean, there's no telling. I mean, if you're not religious, it makes no sense. I mean, if there's negative entities, there are some of those we've ran across, some in possibly your home. But we think, and this is our problem for trying to get on television. And here, I want to say, people that do television get a negative connotation in the paranormal community. Luke and I are entertainers first. That's why there's a television. It's not that we're ghost hunters that wanted to get a TV show. We were kind of pointed in that direction. And that's kind of why we're doing it that way. We're not just, but we do, me and him are Renaissance men. We do love urban exploring. We do like going up to Philadelphia, New York, New Orleans, and eating great food. We like riding in a car together with our friends. We have two other people on the show with us. And now we've gotten some producers that will start coming with us. So it's kind of a bigger production than we had when we were up there with you. But we do like the paranormal, and we've had history with it. We've both had history with the paranormal. That's why we want to do it, is because we believe in it, because we've seen what others have not seen. But we just wanted to, and this is Luke's idea and his concoction, is we wanted to come up with a way to generate evidence. That's what I always say, that we're security guards. We're just trying to see if somebody's around. We're not trying to save the world. We're not trying. We can't. I'm not going to say that we're going to help people that need help, but we will go. And if we're in a place that's not a residence, we will try to jack with it a little bit. And we do that not by screaming at it or trying to flex our muscles at it or crying at it. We just do it by treating these things like people. If they were people, we flirt with the girls. We joke with the dudes and tease the kids. And that's why if anybody watches our show, we have nutty evidence because we don't go about it in a reverent way. And I don't mean that we're irreverent or we don't take it seriously. It's just that there's just more than one way to skin a cat. And a lot of these, go ahead.
The way I look at it is if ghosts and things like that were people, people would rather go to a party than a funeral.
Exactly. That's what I was trying to say. And so we don't want to talk about how did you die. It's how much can you bench press? Have you ever kissed your brother? Stuff like that.
No, that's true. I like that. I think that, you know, you gentlemen and your team that were here are unique and different. And honestly, we've had over 50 paranormal teams in the last 6 years, but you guys are different than everybody. And I would love to see you guys on like the Travel Channel or True TV or Destination America, because you see, you have humor, no dryness. You have humor behind what you do, and that's what people like. And you have the belief of the paranormal. So when you add all that together, you have something creative. So I love it.
Well, and now we are on a Sci TV, which is a streaming service on Roku, Apple TV, and Fire Stick, and we're also on standard regular TV on the Intrigue channel.
And that's up there near you guys. It's upstate New York, and it's about 9 stations. So it is. We're kind of getting a little bit bigger. Your episode will be on up there. I'll get done with it this week, and I won't know when it airs on the Intrigue channel, but it will be on a Sci TV this week. So, and I'm finishing up the Horsefly Chronicles episode, which I will say, we were worried that it wouldn't be any good, and after doing this evidence, man, there was something that happened. I haven't told a soul. It's a little nugget of evidence I've never ran across before. I don't even know how to classify it. Freaks me out a little bit. So there is that. And I know you guys have cleansed the home, and you're trying to not to talk about it too much in the house. I don't know how much you want to talk about it, but it was pretty wild.
We went through that as I was speaking to you on a previous conversation, a private phone call. And, you know, I'll tell the listener out there, look, you know, I was a hardcore skeptic, and I always thought it was just suppressed memories and maybe a creative illusion of the mind that these things would actually exist. But I can tell you, as a 54-year-old man,
who looks damn good, a person
who doesn't believe in much, that spirits and ghosts and however you want to label it, they are real. They do exist. Mm-hmm. And I had a hard time because I didn't take anybody's word for anything when this case started.
No.
I didn't believe anybody. Mm-hmm. But, and I'm going back 6 years ago, until I started seeing things that were almost impossible for me to experience, like toys going off with no batteries in them. Now, I can't explain that. There's no logic behind that. And to me, that's the other side saying, hey, I'm here too. You could look at it as chilling, entertaining, and you don't know what's the next step, what else is going to happen after that. But I will tell you this. That one experience I have, and it's on YouTube, that toy dinosaur going off. Well, to this day, I can't watch it because it gives me the chills. But I put it out there. And actually, I know you wanted some haunted artifacts. If you do want that, I don't know if I recommend it. I don't know what it's attached to. After the ministry left here in 2015, it was 2 days later, and it's impossible to make it go off, impossible without pushing its tail down. And on a 10 to 15 minute question of this thing, where it's responding back to us in the basement. And like I said, I can't watch it. And, you know, some people don't believe it.
He wants to know if you want that dinosaur, you can have it.
But whatever comes with it, I don't know. I'm being honest with you. I don't know what comes with it. Maybe nothing. Maybe it just used that as a conduit that one time.
Yeah.
Or maybe it's similar to the Annabelle doll where it knows that that is its communication device, and lo and behold, that's what you get.
Yeah, we did have NESBR come here in July, it's 2019, right? Was it?
No, 20? Well, the years, I'm getting mixed up with the years.
It's almost 2 years.
No kidding. COVID.
I don't know.
Yeah, years are going by so quick because I feel like I'm still on lockdown.
It wasn't that long
I think I'll
ago.
Be on lockdown forever.
We will be.
Well, that's,
this is like the house off the grid.
Yeah, yeah, that's why we got. That's why we got to apologize for it taking so long to do your episode. Yeah. But it's like we got done with your episode and then COVID hit, and then we decided since we're all quarantined that we're gonna make a movie. So we made a movie, and then you know as soon as the movie hit Amazon, we got offers to. They're like, "What else do you got?" And we're like, "Hey, we got Wrestling with Ghosts," and everybody's like, "Yeah, Wrestling with Ghosts." So we're like, we got to put these together. And Vinny's got to watch Funk over there. He's got to watch all this evidence. And he puts these things together at like 3 a.m. when he's sitting at his house, when everybody's sleeping. And sometimes I'll wake up, you know, I wake up at 6 and I see a message from him from 3 a.m. like, dude. And I know he's been editing when I see like the dude message.
And I'll tell you this, I'm looking at your footage for the last 10 days, and you both look 10 years younger. Yeah. Well, maybe not Phil so much, but you both, it looks, you guys.
You're right.
Yeah.
You're right. I mean, I've seen some videos actually the other day. Remember we were watching something on the computer, and I was like, that doesn't even look like me. I don't.
No, this is like the house Beetlejuice. Like, we're just aging, and we don't even know.
I mean, we're laughing, but it's kind of really, it's really, really,
so we
really,
say it three times.
It's really sad.
No, I know. Yeah. We're looking forward to the episode and also the work that you do. I want to ask you this. What do you think it is on the other side? Do you think, from all your work that you both of you have done, that it is a human spirit that crossed over, or do you think it's something that never existed?
Oh, we're going to get deep here.
Two different opinions, probably.
Yeah, I, as a Christian man, who is a terrible Christian, I'm a very, very awful, terrible, horrible Christian.
I wouldn't even say that.
Yeah, but I believe something more on the lines of the Force, like from Star Wars, is the world everything's energy. We're all energy. Our souls are energy. Our spirits are energy. God is energy. Heaven's energy. Everything is energy. And I think that, you know, there's not an other side. If you look, if you hold your hands out in front of you a foot apart and you'll see there's nothing between your hands, but there is. There's energy. There's radio waves. There's internet. There's 5G, 4G, coronavirus, whatever's between your hands. There's a lot between your hands. And I think that some of us can tap into that. And some people, you know, can experience that a little bit more than others. And we also, you know, like we have a girl on our, that we took on an investigation that's part of our production team, and she's a cooler. Nothing happens around her. Like if there's everything's happening to all these people, and she's just over there like, well, I didn't hear nothing, you know? So it's like, some people are tuned into the energy. Some people aren't, but that's what I think it is. I think it's an energy flow. A soul is energy. It just goes into the energy flow. And sometimes it can collect enough. Sometimes it can collect enough energy to talk. Sometimes it likes to hang around.
Okay, I just want to jump in there really quick. So if you're saying it's energy, you just said soul. Soul is energy. Everything is made up of energy. Yeah. So then are you still believing or do you believe it's the existence of us? Communicating with intelligent responses.
Yeah, everything's energy, man. We are energy connecting with energy is what it is. That whole energy wave is, to me, in my personal belief, that whole energy wave is everything. Everything's involved in that energy wave. We are the living embodiments of Earth right now, but the energy that existed thousands of years ago still exists.
Mm. Now you're starting to sound crazy.
Hey, your mother's crazy.
Well, she is. But
you're going to say something?
I have a different opinion, just slightly. I think I do think there energy is a lot of it, but I think there's a Dunning-Kruger effect. And I think when people get into
I have one of those drills, those Dunning-Kruger drills.
They're wonderful. They come with a lifetime warranty.
Yeah, they're brushless.
They have brush. I think the Dunning-Kruger effect in this is that people come in with the, I know everything about this. And I think the path, the wisdom and truth is to say, I don't have a clue. I don't know if what we run into are dead people, residual energy, time travelers, creatures we can't perceive, demons, whatever. It could be our own imaginations. It could be a collective conscious thing. But I think we just got to, I think what I do is I keep an open mind. And when we do that, it kind of lends itself to having experiences that you're not already thinking. If I think everything is a devil, then everything is evil, and I'm going to perceive it that way. If I go in thinking there are things around and I don't know what they are, I'm just going to go in and try to see if anybody wants to be recorded. No matter what it is, I think we'll have more opportunities to kind of have some cool evidence. And do you want me to tell you what I found looking at your episode? And I'm not done with it yet, so I might find some more stuff. This kind of parlays into this. Would you like that?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, if you want to, yeah.
Sure.
Okay, I don't want to ruin it because I know you want to watch. So the portal to hell, and I'll be honest with you, the portal that was in your house, none of us felt really, that's not true. When we first went in there, I didn't feel anything. I think Candy did. Luke did a session in there where something kept messing with his chair. But it was kind of flat, to be honest with you. So we're in there talking, jive. And there was a moment where what was weird, you have all these haunted artifacts in this little room, and you have a bed that is naked in there. It's just like the springs. Everybody was more concerned about the springs. We were like, where are these springs from? Do you remember that, Luke? The bed, yes. The bed. Yeah. And we were like, where are these? And you're like, oh,
that used to be our son's bedroom. That was his old bed.
Okay, well, Phil was like, those, we just keep that in here. Like, it's just storage. Yeah. You know, and everything else was just like supposed to be, you know, whatever, and have these, all these things happening. And everybody was like, I don't like that bed. Well, there was a moment on the episode where Candy talks about, what is this bed? I said it on camera. Luke said it on camera. I don't know what's going to make the episode, but we're all, when we went in there individually, we're like, what is the deal with this bed? And then Phil said, this is just a bed, blah, blah, blah. There was a feminine little girl's voice that goes, mm-hmm. And it was picked up. It was picked up as an agreement. Now, here's the thing. Whatever. Luke and I and all of our friends that do this show together, we have a cornucopia of evidence that is it's unbelievable what we capture. We don't cheat. We don't manifest this stuff. If we see something that we think is not, I'm gonna save the best so far. There's something that will freak you both out, and you'll probably pee a little bit in your pants when you see it on the show.
Yeah.
But it's wild. That's when I went outside on the porch and probably texted Luke at 4 in the morning. But here's the piece of evidence that is something I have never experienced. I didn't talk to anybody about this. I hear that little feminine voice. Mm-hmm. Luke knows what that sounds like. Sounds like an attachment we have. Who is it?
Megan.
That's right. Yeah. Sounds like a girl that has been on several of our investigations with us named Megan. I didn't remember this or I didn't know this, but Luke even tried to tell Megan not to go into your house. There's a segment he recorded, and I just looked at it a week ago. He's telling Megan, stay in the car, listen to the radio. Don't come in with because this thing thinks this little girl thinks, or whatever this is, says that she thinks we're her two new daddies.
If you watch your show, there's several appearances from Megan.
We picked her up in in Tennessee in La Follette, which me and Luke claim is the most haunted city in the United States, and nobody knows it. But there was a murder in an alleyway of a little girl. And we're doing a session in an antique shop, and she basically comes to me, talks to me, rubs my skin.
Her footprints showed up on the ground. Yes, we have that on camera. Footprints on the ground.
Yes, and she's cooing at me, and there's the it's craziness. And ever since then, we've had this little girl. Now, here's the thing that's wild. I hear, okay, EVP, cool, good for TV. I take off the headphones. I take a drink or eat a sandwich or something. I put it back on. Nothing is rolling on my TV or my computer. I hear in my headphones, the hell? I take it off. Nothing. I put it back on. So then I look at my browsers, my YouTube running. Am I watching a movie? Is something going on? Am I in an illegal Cambodian poker game and there's voice chat? Nothing except your episode. And I take it down. There's nothing. I'm seeing if my wife is snoring. The cat or the dog is making a weird noise. Put it back on. And I'm like, what in the world? It's only in the headphones, and it's the exact same voice of what I heard listening to the evidence in the portal. And I thought that was the most – that's crazy, isn't it, Luke? That's the craziest thing. And again, I can't record that. That's not going to be part of the show. My reaction to that is, but in my own life, I'm like, what in the blue blazes is going on with this jive? Crazy.
Oh my god.
Wow.
That's insane.
Yep. Pretty wild.
But he told me about what the one piece of evidence that we got from your house, and I haven't seen it yet.
Oh,
but from the way he described it, you got it's gonna be messed up.
Do you want me to tell you? Do you want me to tell you want to leave it as a surprise?
No, I think you'll leave it as a surprise.
All right.
You can't keep a secret, can you?
Tell us. I like spoilers.
All right. I'll tell him, man. You don't think I should?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. We're on radio here. All right. So, and again, and I don't want to insult you. We don't like doing residential investigations for television because of a few things. One, Luke has high functioning Asperger's, and he feels like he does. If he comes over my house, he'll stand outside until I go outside. I'm his closest friend. He won't even knock on the door because he doesn't want to inconvenience me. He feels like his presence is an inconvenience. So that's one thing. Secondly, children are running around. So you're sitting there doing a thing going, okay, knock on the wall. And then you hear your kids are upstairs going thum, 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 thum. It's like, well, Jesus, man, why this is hard. And it's also an inconvenience. Even I'm an a-hole. It's an inconvenience. I feel like, hey, we're putting them out for a weekend. So anyway, and I know you guys are into this type of stuff too, but those are the things. And also you don't want to accidentally get things worse. So all of these things. So we were worried. Now I'm going to tell you this. You'll find this interesting. We were worried that this episode was going to be terrible. In fact, we were going to film a Phil Saragusa doll. We were going to have a doll that was bald, and it was going to be a fake commercial just to spice it up, where people were like, I need an adverb. I need an adjective for this sentence. And we pull the doll, and it's Phil Saragusa going, horrifying, chilling, thrilling. And because we thought it was like, this guy's a great storyteller, but his adjectives are hilarious, horrifying, and the New York accent. And we were just gonna have a bald doll with a black shirt and eyes and just pull the thing. I need an adjective for my paper, Dad. Let's try the Phil Saragusa doll. Horrifying. So anyway, we were going to do that because we thought there's nothing happened really. There's some weird things that happen. Okay, all that to say, we're going to have too much for this episode. So there's a time, and I don't even know why I did this. This is how freaked out I was, because Phil is an East Coast guy. I'm an East Coast guy. Phil's talking to me in his house, and I go, move, like he's my kid. I apologize for that. But in the portal, there's a closet, and we left it a little agape. There we go. Looks like that.
A gape.
You like that? That's a $4.
Sounds like a Pokemon.
It's what it transforms into. And I said, I see an eyeball looking at me. Go up and you don't expect to see anything. And it was bright in there. We had the lights on. There's no lights on in the portal. I swear to God, about 4 feet tall, there is a green eyeball that moves this way and goes out of sight, a reflection off of a green eyeball. There is no lights in the portal. We turned everything off. It was kind of looking at me like, hey, whoop. And it, when I came up, it went like that. We went in there, and you saw the picture I posted on Facebook where it was tap, tap, tap. That was when that happened, and you could tell Candy and Travis were on camera, and Phil. Travis, Candy, and Phil were on camera, and they were both, they all looked like, and something was tapping on the wall that wasn't the children upstairs playing. So, yeah, it's a pretty good, it's pretty wild. And I sat there and looked at it, and it's not the easiest thing to see in the world, but it makes no sense that there was something green. The camera was perfectly still. It came out and went like that. Pretty wild.
You know, that's interesting you say that, because we had an event here in 2016, and I have the picture, and the door was about 6 inches open, and the girl who's doing the demo for us is holding a candle, and in between her and the space of the door, you see it looks like a pig's face. Yeah, we have that. We're going to send that to you. And that's interesting that you say that.
Well, maybe, maybe it was a Pokemon.
Well, that's interesting you say that, because this did not look like a human face. There is a weird, I didn't want to say that. I just wanted you guys to see it. But when you look at it really closely and you get up in the screen, I took my glasses off, put them back on. I'm sitting there. I'm at the age now where I'm trying to move the monitor to look. I can't see it. But when I finally get it perfect, the green light kind of comes around like this, and it's almost, I wouldn't say it was like a pig, but it looked like something like Voldemort. I'm not a Harry Potter guy, but something with the kind of an impish kind of face, and you can only see part of it, but really you see the eyeball. The other is almost like it's very faint, but the reflection in the eyeball, and the eyeball does not look like a human eyeball either.
What did you think it was?
I have no idea. I mean, I thought it was reflection, because you had the gambling machine and a lantern, but then if you watch the footage, there's no lights on inside, and there's definitely nothing green going on inside until we turn the light back on. So, wow. And it doesn't make sense that it would move. So it's very short. I mean, it looked like a goblin. I mean, I guess that's what it kind of looked like, as a goblin. I know that's a fictitious thing, but that's the closest. That's the closest thing.
I think we know what you're talking about. We've seen it. But you said goblin.
Yeah,
we both looked at each other.
Yeah.
We used to see this little thing. I want to say troll, leprechaun, or something weird like that, running, and I used to see from the corner of my eye, and the kids would see it. Phil saw it, and it would just like.
Investigators would say it's really quick. It's so quick that you don't know if it's like just your eyes playing tricks on you.
I want to say this too. He was smiling, like, because we use a lot of humor. Mm-hmm. And we were using a lot of humor, and we were saying a lot of weird stuff. You'll see that in the episode too. I have one of those. Luke likes to, my questions are very interesting or whatever. He likes to make fun of what I ask the spirits. But there's a point where Luke even says, I feel like this thing is making I feel like this, and Candy might have said it about Luke, actually. She said, Luke was talking to it, and Candy said, the thing's not taking you serious. It thinks you're a fool. And
Which I am.
Right. But you are a fool. But the thing was looking at me like it was smiling. I don't know if it was mischievous, but it kind of had the little, like, I'm getting to the age now. I got to do the olive oil of Olay or whatever. But the crow's feet kind of looking at me like, and he just went behind the door.
Yeah.
Like a jabron.
Because Luke is a big guy, and when Luke was sitting on the chair in the portal, and he's like, the chair's moving. And I found that interesting, because you really can't move a guy like Luke, right? He's big. And I think that the thing was playing around. like you're saying, it was toying around with the, you know, like in a joking way, maybe, but I don't know if it has a sense of humor or whatever, yeah. But I felt like it was just playing with us.
Yeah.
Well, because it, I would say this, that.
So well, we brought a different type of energy to
you brought
house.
A different energy because yeah. We've had other people come here and believe it or not, they had to be dragged out because they passed out of that in that room alone. And they called my bluff. They would say there's nothing here. It's fake. About- it's make believe. And I'm staying in this room and I'm going to go live. They were at Facebook Live mm-hmm. and they passed out. And I think it affects everybody different on the intention that the person would have going in. It's interesting. Look, I mean,
and that's there, what we've that's what we've researched throughout the years of how different people are being affected by this.
Some people, like yourself, it could be joking around with your team, right? It doesn't care. When I have a priest or a reverend or a deacon or a ministry, especially the ministry, it retaliated on us.
Yeah, because it could be something that offends it.
Yes. You know?
What, the religious thing? Is that what you meant?
We talked about removing this thing for a long time. And that's why I was talking to you, Vin, about it. We had an ESPR come here and everything worked out good. But then, you know, there's still bumps around here and there.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's a house that's always, we all know it's going to be always tainted. I always like to say that word because it will be. I mean, we do see things here and there, but the evilness that we were dealing with every day, I mean, it's...
That pure feeling of hatred. And the darkness, we haven't felt that part.
Yeah.
Great. That's great.
Which is good news. Cause like I said, the thing I worried about the most is, cause I'm a dad through and through
yeah.
was I was worried about that stuff in there infecting and affecting your kids.
Yeah. Cause
you've got some great kids. And I was like, man, it would be, you know, bad if a spirit broke their spirit somehow, you know?
Yeah.
And so that was my biggest concern. And it's another reason I don't like to do residentials is because I get attached to people
yeah.
and I worry, you know, so I worry for them. It's a whole mess.
And he's a kleptomaniac too. That's the other reason.
Yeah. I stole about four sausages out of the fridge.
Luke, I still have the stone you gave me.
Oh,
and it's on my windowsill.
Oh, good.
One of my kids tried to take it once, and that was a big fight because I got really mad, but it's still there.
No, they wanted to sell it at a yard sale.
They didn't.
Yeah, they did.
They did?
There's a yard sale coming up. They might try to.
We
have to hide it. Yes.
That's not funny.
Well, that's what they do.
Anyway, it's still sitting on my windowsill, so thank you.
Good. Yeah.
What was it?
It was a
pink stone, like a very long stone.
Yeah. It was rose quartz. I try to, and Vinny doesn't even know I do this at every investigation we go to. I leave a charged gemstone fecal. Behind.
Oh, a fecal matter. Oh,
yeah, that's Travis.
Oh, Travis. That's right.
Yeah, that's the other problem I have with doing a residential is that Travis is a bathroom user, and he will destroy a bathroom at it wasn't Hale's Bar. What was that place up in Ohio we went to that he,
post
I mean, it was
town.
A post town, an entire school. We couldn't even go in half of the school because Travis decided right in the middle that it was time to drop some bombs in there.
Oh, this is from the post town when we ate the late night pizza. It was Cousin Vinny's up there.
Hey,
what are you going to do? Marissa Torme, get down from there.
Hey, I just get your team together with,
yeah.
Candy
Travis.
And Travis.
Yeah.
How did you all come together?
I met Travis. We were both managing a Bubba Gump's, and he was a pro wrestler. I was a pro wrestler, and I asked him to do some. You know, he kind of be the dork in some of the skits that me and Vinny did, and he nails it. So he just came along for the ride, and then Vinny actually is the one that met Candy.
Travis is like the protege. When we started this, he was in his 20s. He's now in his 30s because we're all getting effing older. Time does not stop. But he was kind of like – we were kind of like the dad figure. We make fun of him for his not never knowing his dad and stuff like that. And so he goes along with a joke. And there's actually a Travis joke in your episode. And I apologize for it.
But, yeah, we used him as a protege because he knew nothing about paranormal stuff. And one time at Brushy Mountain, we convinced him to wear this black sequins dress to try to instigate some.
Brushy Mountain was notorious as one of the most. It was called the worst place on earth, and it was a prison.
But we really just put him in a dress just because I wanted to record him investigating in a slinky sequins dress.
Yes, just for the. But we had a drag queen in full regalia and a furry, and Travis in a dress to see what kind of energy or cat calls or what the prisoners would think about all these such things. And it was that was a wild episode too, man.
But we were filming another bit. For some reason, Vinny was like, hey, man, what are those things that with the wavy arms at the car dealerships called? And we couldn't figure it out. And nobody knew what those things were. So Vinny made a whole bit about the wavy arm things, what they're called. And they needed to find one. And they went to this helicopter place that had one flopping out front. And Candy worked in there. We ended up talking to her. And she's, you know...
Crazy. I went in there. She was wearing her glasses. She didn't put her face on, and she was looked like plain Jane. And I said, "We're going to do this comedy skit. We do comedy. We do movies. We do paranormal television. We would like the permission to use this." She said, "That sounds wonderful. You can do it." So Travis goes out there and he's this giant arm wavy thing that people have at the car dealerships. And we do this skit. You can see it on YouTube. It's called What's Them Things Called? Big and Funky. And Candy's inside there. And I send her the link. I never thought I'd talk to her again. Saw her Facebook page. She looked hot as hell. I was like, this girl is hot. And she started talking to her. And she's not just a pretty face. She's into the paranormal. She's a good actress. She's won several awards for the movie we just made where she's the lead actress. She's one of us. She's funny.
She's a singer in a heavy metal band.
She can write. Spiritually, she's one of us. She's a Renaissance woman. Now she's covered in babies, and five babies are hanging off her breast right now. And she got pregnant last year after the Spearfinger movie. Yep. But and once all the babies calm down, she'll be with us again soon. But she's a jabron breaker. Bobalone breaker is what.
And if you ever watch Wrestling with Ghosts and you watch it from the beginning to the end, we try out several people and you have to click with us. Mm-hmm. And you know, we try to bring other people around that, you know, we fired people. The main thing we wanted was a camera operator. And I think ended up firing like two or three different camera operators because they just, you can't just click on TV. You also have to click at the Mexican restaurant beforehand, the Waffle House afterwards, the six-hour drive, the conventions, the Q&As. And so of all the people we tried, Candy was really, until now, the she wasn't just one that fit in. She was just like a piece, you know.
Yeah, you all get along really well and mesh together really well. It works.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So, real, I want to hear. Tell us about the hike.
Yeah, let's talk about your movie.
We watched it. We loved it.
Tell us the idea.
The first thing I have to put over with it is a comedy horror movie.
Right.
Amazon mislabeled it as a horror adventure movie. It's not a horror adventure movie. It's a comedy horror movie. Well, but we did an investigation with Candy at we're looking for Spearfinger, the native the Cherokee legend of Spearfinger, and we went to Bryson City, which is on the other side of the mountain from me in North Carolina, and things happened, things that lined up with the Spearfinger legend. And then where we're also at was a place that years before Funk's brother hiked there, and some crazy stuff happened to it. And all of a sudden a story developed for a movie.
The combination of three true stories. And so last year when COVID happened, Luke's been trying to do a movie for a long time. And I was kind of like, God, man, that's going to be a big thing, man. That's going to be rough, you know? And And so Luke was writing a story. It wasn't supposed to be a comedy. Travis was supposed to be the boyfriend of Candy. And Travis is a goofball. And we couldn't, and we didn't have a lot of time to shoot this thing. So he, you know, it was kind of figured around where he was like, Luke was like, it'd be funny to see you in the woods because I hate the woods, to be honest with you. So all my angst in the movie of getting bitten by things on my leg and scraping my legs to pieces and stuff, that was all real. And so me and Candy were the couple, and I did a lot of improv, and that's where the humor came in. But as far as the story, Spearfinger's a real Native American Cherokee legend, and we went with, you know, we wanted to have a female bad guy, and it was kind of the movie's a whodunit, and there's a couple twists and turns, and you got to kind of pay attention, it was just a blast, man. We had a blast making this movie, and we're so thrilled with the success of it that we're about to release another one before Halloween. WJHCAM, which is a fable about, it's partially a true story. It's how I got into radio, moved down south, couldn't get a job in radio, and I got a job at a Southern Gospel radio station, which is the antithesis of my personality. And it's what if a smart aleck DJ from the East Coast comes down to a Southern Gospel radio station. And during Y2K, the return of Christ happens. So it's a horror movie based on the after effects of the return of the Lord, and the people left behind have to defend the radio station from the perils of Armageddon. So,
oh, wow. That's a lot.
Yeah.
What is that right. coming out? When?
What now?
When is that coming out?
We're about to be finished filming, and this is going to be a lot faster editing process. Probably we're hoping to have a premiere Halloween around that.
Oh,
week.
Wow.
Perfect.
Nice.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Well, Kirby was in The Hake. Yes. Wasn't it Kirby? Yep. Right?
Yeah. She's in this one too.
Is she?
Oh, good.
Yeah. Well, if I have my way, Kirby's in every movie.
We love Kirby.
Yeah.
Yes.
Do you guys live far away from each other?
Yes.
But yes, and maybe not for long.
Is she moving? Is she moving to us?
I can't talk about it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, it's good because you just make a good team together, all of you.
Mm-hmm. Well, Kirby was ended up being the heart and soul of The Hike because we filmed for about 2 weeks before she showed up. And it was, we were just kind of going through the motions, getting used to it and everything. And then we put her, she acted and she screamed and we're like, okay, that broke the tension of all of us. You know, even though all of us are, you know, pro wrestlers and musicians and have used to being on stages and everything, being in front of a camera acting is a little, is way different. And, but the way Kirby just, you know, broke the ice by screaming and acting her ass off, it's, you know, she changed the movie for the better.
She's got a few movies under her belt, and she's a very good actress. Yeah.
Yeah, that's great. You just make a good team together.
Thank you.
You know, so one of the things, because this is a paranormal show, as far as equipment goes, that you feel like it's validating equipment. Do you like to use anything or
nothing?
Tape recorder, nothing.
Nothing. Eyes, ears, brain, and a video camera. That's it.
Okay, so a video camera. Have you ever caught like a shadow person on video?
Oh, we've caught plenty. We caught a straight up full figure apparition in a cemetery. We've caught at Brushy Mountain. We got a water demon looking thing. We've got, you know, said, and that's our belief with making it is nobody's going to sit around and EMF detector goes off and they say, oh, that's definitive proof of the paranormal. The only definitive proof of the paranormal is if somebody can see it or hear it.
We're trying to not only record what's happening for a scientific record, even though our show is funny and stuff like that, it's also entertainment. And if you can't see it or hear it, like, even with dowsing rods that are visual, if I was watching that on TV, I'd be like, that guy could be moving his hands. I mean, those things are, you know. And so if and Luke's right, if there's a contraption that looks like something out of a science fiction movie from the 80s and it starts lighting up, that doesn't mean jack to me if I'm a not believer. Now, what happens, and for some reason, we get tons of EVPs. And physical or visual image, visual evidence is rarer, obviously. But in yours, we caught that thing that looks like an eyeball. And people will be able to see that hopefully this week.
In our first episode that we have to re-edit a dork out of it, when the episode one of Wrestling, no, it was episode two of Wrestling with Ghosts, there's a full face in front of the camera, just a face in front of the, you know, and we forget about all the stuff that has happened.
Yeah. Well, even right after that is that we were trying to get this, we're trying to get something to break this light bulb, and they go into a new room, and the window shatters as they're walking into the room. I mean, and it's just like, whoa. So, I mean, personal experiences that you can see are good too. Yeah. And we're not trying to dump on anybody that uses all the space contraptions and stuff. It's just for us, we're high touch, not high tech, man. That's just how we roll.
Yeah, because I look at it as a former police officer. I look at things, and if I don't know how they work, I don't. Then it doesn't work. So that
I'm sorry, I didn't know.
I don't get down on anybody for using their things. Anybody for using equipment, we use it, we test it, we play with it, but I still don't know what it. You know, I couldn't take apart an EMF detector and tell you what it does. So I don't trust it,
and that's why. That's why it's like, how do you explain it? We used an obelisk in Posttown, Ohio at the elementary school. And Luke too, but Travis and I are pro wrestlers. And we pick on Travis as the shtick of the show. And there was a point where I can't really remember. I looked like I punched him in the bobalones, and he sold it like I did. And he like winced over and was like, aah! And we were with friends who use all these technology, these tech things. And somebody had an obelisk machine. And before I was picking on Travis and, you know, like calling him all sorts of things. And the thing said funny because I was picking on him funny.
Yeah. And then he asked, where do you want me to hit him?
Yes. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
It was a full sentence. And it says, yes, I asked, where do you want me to hit him? And what did it say? It said something
in the stones.
Like,
in the stones.
Stones. Oh, the word stones. You're right. You remember that. I punch him in the stones, and he bends over. And we're laughing, and the thing says, are you okay? Now, Russell, who owns this, says this obelisk machine has never, ever asked a question. It's never had a sentence. It's only said words. And we were using an EMF detector, and it looked like it was going crazy. You know how all the lights looks like a graphic equalizer. You listen to an acid rock or something. Yeah. It looked like to us that we thought we were talking to a little girl. It looked like to us that it was laughing. As soon as Travis bent over, like, oh, and he was pretending that he was hurt, that died. Like, it was worried about Travis because it was at a school, and then it said, are you okay? And we were like, man, that's
and then stuff. And then not a half an hour later, we're in the medical office, the nurse's office, and I was doing a thing where I was doing roll call. And I said, I'm gonna ask you what your name is and point. I'm gonna ask you what your name is, and I'm gonna point, and when I point at you, say your name. I did it once, nothing, another one. Third time I said, what's your name? Pointed. And what do we hear out loud? Megan.
Yeah, that's the girl. Yeah, that's the girl. It's been great idea. I don't even know where you came up with that. Saying roll call.
I'm a genius, man. It all comes out of this beard.
Don't overinflate it.
They're intelligent. The spirits are intelligent. That's
exactly.
Like what you're saying is something that I've experienced on different investigations where words will come through, even on a cell phone.
Yeah.
And it's crazy, but they're intelligent and they know.
Yeah.
And it leaves that big question mark. Who are we talking to? Are we talking to somebody that once roamed the earth or another intelligence. That's, you know, it's amazing. I love it. It's fascinating. And I think you guys are doing a great job. You know, we're in a sad time right now with coronavirus and the way the world is shifting and all that. So, Vinny and then Luke, can you give words of encouragement? We're going to change this around a little bit as we end the show. Give some words of encouragement to the people out there.
Gladly. I will say this, and Luke will probably echo this to some degree, but I heard a quote a couple days ago. It said, if you turned off the television and everything off social media and news organizations were forced to go off the air, that more than 80% of our problems would disappear. I think we need to realize that whoever's in a political office does not affect me very much at all. It doesn't affect anybody very much at all. They may pass a policy at some point that is kind of intrusive, but for the most part, we are living in the best time to be alive. Women have more rights than ever in the West. Minorities have more rights than ever in the West. People are, you know, there's more. I mean, because of the coronavirus, people are getting paid more. But right now, there's, and not saying there's no hardship. I was in a field this week looking for a key fob, and it cost me $500 because I lost the key fob. Unbelievable. But anyway, I mean, bad things happen to us. Somebody will find a lump soon. You know, I mean, bad things happen. But overall, if people get sick because they're listening to too much right wing versus left wing, or I'm worried about this country bombing this country, it's going to wear you because you don't have no control over it. What you can control is your community. What you can control is your family. And what you can do is make sure your friends are okay, your family's happy and taken care of. And if you have the extra resources, you can change your community. You can convert a dumpy vacant lot into a playground. There's different things you could do to make the world a better place. And I think that's where we have to go back almost to the 50s. Luke and I was at a shooting a movie, and this kid comes up on an ATV. Are you guys okay? Because we pulled over.
The greatest kid ever, man.
And we were like, yeah. And he just was like, yeah, just making sure you guys didn't break down to nothing. And no game, no trick bag, no scheme. Just turned around after we talked for about 5 minutes and left. And we were like, that kid's like from the 50s or something. Is that, I mean, that's, people don't do that anymore. People are not engaged.
I agree.
I'm done with that.
1,000% with that. Oh, and I always talk about it to my kids. I'm an 80s person. And like I said, there was none of this stuff and that stuff and cell phones. Mm-hmm. You had the phone on the wall with the wire and you know.
And you fought your siblings for it.
And the outside of the table was out playing with your friends and. Mm-hmm. It build that respectability, credibility, workability, and all that other stuff of a human person. And unfortunately, you know, times have changed and shifted. But I like what you said because it's true.
Yeah.
Sometimes we have to erase what, you know, all that news. And you know where the news was? The Daily News came to the doorstep. That was your news. Yeah. One headline, one day, you're done. That was it. And today, the news changes every hour on the hour on all of these networks. So we're going to end the show right now.
I want to say something real quick about this will blow your mind. Imagine this kid pulls up on an ATV trying to help us out. Imagine what he looks like. He's a black kid.
Aww.
Wow.
Yeah.
Nice.
You know. Yeah. So that's not in today's culture from watching TV. Nobody thought that kid was black. He was, and he was awesome. He was my favorite kid. Mikey, I'm trading you in. Awesome. Oh, it's my son.
All right.
Well, hey, really quick, before we end off tonight, once again, hey, before I end off the show, I like the idea of the Phil doll that you pull it. He's big and sexy. So when you come out with it, can you let me know? Because I want a free one sent to me.
Yes.
And get all the good quotes.
It'll be mystifying.
Where can people find you, gentlemen, really quick?
Big N Funky, the letter N Funky Productions on YouTube. We do a weekly podcast every Wednesday, and all of our comedy bits are on there. We do our movie trailers and everything. I'm Luke Walker on Facebook. He's Vinny Vineyard on Facebook. You can also find Big N Funky Productions on Facebook.
Awesome. Gentlemen, have a great night. We're looking forward to the Horsefly Chronicles episode. Yes. We're also looking forward to the other movie you have coming out in late October.
Everybody get The Hike on Amazon Prime.
The Hike, it's free on Prime. It's free on Prime.
Yes, thank you, guys.
Thank you.
We also want to have a special thank you to Carnation for sponsoring the show. We love them. Join us next Monday night, United Public Radio Network, on 103.3 FM from New Orleans.
And stay tuned for the Angel Rock next.
Lorelei.
Everyone have a great, safe night, and we'll see you soon.
Thank you, guys.
Bye-bye.
Wow.
Hey, big guy. Oh.